This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The federal government is set to shut down at midnight without a plan from House Republicans. They've already scrapped a bipartisan deal and a Republican-only effort, which failed on the House floor. Colorado Republican Lauren Boebert voted for the funding measure that her party crafted.
I didn't want to see what we saw last night. I did not want to see a failure on the House floor for the first demand that President Trump is making. And so now we are working to get something that will not fail for the president.
Any deal to keep the government open requires Democratic support to pass the Senate and the signature of Democratic President Joe Biden. Colorado's budget picture slightly improved according to the state's latest revenue forecast, but lawmakers will still face close to a $700 million deficit, largely from increased Medicaid costs and the loss of federal COVID relief money. The next legislative session begins January 8th. Colorado College is encouraging its international students to return to campus ahead of Inauguration Day in January. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
International students make up about 4.5% of the undergraduate student body at the small liberal arts school in Colorado Springs. That's about 100 people. They include students from China, England, and Canada. A college spokesperson says they're watching for changes to immigration policies. The concern is that once President-elect Donald Trump is sworn in, there could be changes that affect student visas. The start of their next semester coincides with Inauguration Day. Meanwhile, Colorado State University's CU Denver and CU Boulder routinely encourage international students to arrive well ahead of the start of their spring semesters. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Colorado College owns KRCC's license but has no editorial influence. This is CPR News and KRCC.